Tears, unrestrained, fell from my brother's eyes. A sense of mortal agony crept over my frame. Before, I had only imagined the wretchedness of my desolated home. The reality came on me as a new and a not less terrible disaster. I tried to calm Ernest. I inquired more minutely concerning my father, and her I named my cousin. "She, most of all," said Ernest, "requires consolation. She accused herself of having caused the death of my brother, and that made her very wretched. But since the murderer has been discovered..." "The murderer discovered? Good God, how can that be? Who could attempt to pursue him? It is impossible. One might as well try to overtake the winds or confine a mountain stream with a straw. I saw him, too. He was free last night." "I do not know what you mean," replied my brother, in accents of wonder. "But to us, the discovery we have made completes our misery. No one would believe it at first. And even now Elizabeth will not be convinced, notwithstanding all the evidence. Indeed, who would credit that Justine Moritz, who was so amiable and fond of all the family, could suddenly become capable of so frightful, so appalling a crime?" "Justine Moritz? Poor, poor girl, is she the accused? But it is wrongfully. Everyone knows that. No one believes it, surely, Ernest." "No one did at first. But several circumstances came out that have almost forced conviction upon us, and her own behavior has been so confused as to add to the evidence of facts a weight that, I fear, leaves no hope for doubt. But she will be tried today, and you will then hear all." He related that the morning on which the murder of poor William had been discovered, Justine had been taken ill and confined to her bed for several days. During this interval, one of the servants, happening to examine the apparel she had worn on the night of the murder, had discovered in her pocket the picture of my mother, which had been judged to be the temptation of the murderer. The servant instantly showed it to one of the others, who, without saying a word to any of the family, went to a magistrate, and upon their deposition, Justine was apprehended. On being charged with the fact, the poor girl confirmed the suspicion in a great measure by her extreme confusion of manner. This was a strange tale, but it did not shake my faith, and I replied earnestly, "You are all mistaken. I know the murderer. Justine, poor good Justine, is innocent." At that instant my father entered. I saw unhappiness deeply impressed on his countenance, but he endeavored to welcome me cheerfully, and after we had exchanged our mournful greeting, would have introduced some other topic than that of our disaster, had not Ernest exclaimed, "Good God, Papa! Victor says that he knows who was the murderer of poor William!"